Welcome to Her Story, a project by Chick History. I'm your host, Rebecca Price. For 1 year, we asked 50 contemporary women to share the story of the historical woman who has inspired her. Join us every week for a new story of inspiration, from the headliners to the lesser-known gems.
Dust off the books, read all the letters, preserve with time. Dig out the truth written between the lines. Her history cannot be left behind. She shall not be forgotten.
Joining us today for Her Story number 22 is historian and professor Frances Davey. Frances is currently finishing up as temporary assistant professor of history at Fairmont State University in Fairmont, West Virginia, and this fall will be taking the position of assistant professor of history at Florida Gulf Coast University in Fort Myers, Florida. She received her PhD in history from the University of Delaware. Her work focuses on 19th century women's history and material culture, and she teaches a range of history courses from colonial America to the Great Crash of 1929, as well as women's studies. Frances, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And who have you selected to share with us today?
I'm going to be talking about Cinda Berenson, later Cinda Berenson Abbott. And Cinda Berenson is best known as being, and I say this in quotes, the mother of women's basketball. She was born in 1868 in Lithuania. She moved to Boston as a young child with her family. And she was actually moving to Boston as an Eastern European Jew at a time when Boston is still very Brahmin. So it's quite a culture shock for her and her family to move to Boston. Now, as a young woman, as a girl and a young woman in Boston, she studies piano for a while at the Boston Conservatory of Music. And unfortunately, even though she loved playing piano, she had to leave. And at this point in her life, in her early 20s, she enters the Boston Normal School of Gymnastics. And the Boston Normal School of Gymnastics is really the turning point for her life. She enrolls in first a one-year and then a two-year course of gymnastics, and she becomes educated not just in Swedish gymnastics, which is really the cutting-edge form of gymnastics for that time, but also she receives some training in how to become a physical education instructor. And this is really cutting edge for this time, which is the very early 1890s, because we have at this time women's colleges really just starting to open up in the past decade or two. We see women just barely starting to engage in physical exercise. So she's really on the cutting edge of athleticism for women. So she goes to the Boston Normal School of Gymnastics, and then in 1892, she is hired by Smith College. And during her tenure at Smith, which runs from 1892 to 1911, she becomes the director of the gymnasium and the instructor of physical culture. And she does a whole range of things while she's at Smith. She first and foremost implements a physical education program, which again is very cutting edge for women. And she implements this physical education program really against the will and against the advice of a whole lot of faculty and administrators. So she implements this program really, you know, going against a whole lot of people at the college and, you know, in society in general. And not only does she implement a physical education program, but she also starts a variety of sports for young college women at Smith. So she implements things like fencing, field hockey, a walking club, and other forms of exercise. But the thing that she receives the most acclaim for is for starting basketball, women's basketball at Smith College. And I just want to talk a little bit about that, since that really is her most noted achievement at Smith. The basketball program at Smith really starts in the early 1890s, really as soon as Cinda Berenson gets to Smith. In 1892, when she starts at Smith, she reads an article about this game called basketball. And it's invented by a man named James Naismith. And he is in Springfield, Massachusetts, which is really pretty close to Northampton, Massachusetts, where Smith College is located. So Senda Berenson is intrigued, and she goes and watches a game played by men under Naismith's watchful eye, and she immediately sees a benefit that can be had of a game that can be played indoors during the rather harsh New England winters. She also immediately sees the need to adapt this game specifically for women. At this time, men's basketball was very loosely regulated, and to Berenson's eyes, it seemed to encourage rough play and poor sportsmanship. So Berenson sees the need to adapt this game to women, where it encourages both womanly grace and also athleticism. And these are two things that don't necessarily go together by the later part of the 19th century. What she does is, following year, in 1893, she actually stages the very first big game, as it was called at Smith. And this big game is an annual match, basketball match, between a freshman team and a sophomore team. And immediately at Smith, basketball is incredibly popular. From 1893, when she first stages this big game, really until 1899, Senda Berenson experiments with basketball using some very dedicated players. And what she does is she plays the game, has these students play the game by men's rules. She sees what works and what doesn't work, and through a series of trial and error, creates rules specifically designed for women's basketball. And again, these are rules that are designed to encourage womanliness, to encourage feminine grace, to encourage teamwork and sportsmanship, while still offering a really good workout. And so this takes some time and some collaboration over the course of the 1890s. Now, why she's really important, I think, actually goes into what is really inspirational about Senda Berenson. Senda Berenson is a key player in creating a turn-of-the-century ideal of women. And that ideal of women is called the New Woman. Now, the New Woman really starts in the 1890s and goes into the early part of the 20th century. And the New Woman is an ideal of woman who is active. And she's not just active in terms of athletics, she's also active in public life. So she is active in things like settlement houses, which are our early form of social work. She is active in politics. She's active in the progressive movement. She's active in creating protective legislation. And she's active in the suffrage movement, which, of course, results in women ultimately gaining the right to vote in 1920. So Senda Berenson, by creating basketball, especially for women, and being instrumental in the creation of athleticism for women and creating this New Woman ideal, you know, is really a major player in creating a woman who is healthy physically and who is an active participant in public life. And I find that to be incredibly inspirational about her, and, you know, something that I think during her lifetime, I don't think she actually fully realized the importance of what she did.
And what is your personal connection to her?
I've had a personal experience with her story in the sense that when researching my dissertation, I did a good deal of research on her because I was interested in athletics at women's colleges and specifically at Smith. And when I was reading about her, it just became more and more clear the impact that she had, not just on students at Smith, and I'm an alum of Smith College, so I have a connection there, not just the students at Smith, but also on the way that women viewed themselves and the way that they were viewed in society. So we have, you know, this woman who's incredibly instrumental in really transitioning women from being ideally passive to being ideally active, to being from being ideally domestic, to being ideally involved in the betterment of society. So she's this incredibly important transitional figure, and she matters to me personally, and she's an inspiration to me personally because certainly. You know, I, as a woman, would not be able to, do what I am doing if we had this ideal of passivity, as the ideal of womanhood today. You know, I would be terrible at being a true woman. I would be a terrible domestic goddess. I'd be terrible at being submissive. But I'm really pretty good at being in the public sphere, and I'm really pretty good at being an athlete.
Are you good at basketball, Frances?
I'm terrible at basketball. It's awful. I'm terrible at basketball, but I'm really good at, at other things that like cycling that were coming out at this time and which were incredibly controversial, which was incredibly controversial for women to be cycling. And that's a whole other story. So on a personal level, I feel a connection with her, as an athlete and as a proponent of women's education and as somebody who's really pushing women to think of themselves in a more public light.
I just have to ask, is Cinda Berenson Abbott a legend in the halls of Smith College?
No.
Really?
I did not know about her until I started doing research. As a doctoral student, when I went to Smith, I had no idea who this woman was. There's not a lot about her, which surprises me. And it's especially kind of surprising and touching in a way because the archives that have all this information about Cinda Berenson are actually located in the old gymnasium where she used to teach her students. And there's just not a lot that's out there about her. So yeah, not everybody knows about her, and it's kind of shocking. She actually was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in, I think it was 1985. She came up with women's basketball, in 1892-93. She's not inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame until 1985.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Let's go ahead and fix that, all this unknowing about Cinda Berenson Abbott, and let's give one book recommendation so people can start learning more about her.
I think this is the only biography of Cinda Berenson, and it came out in 2007. And I'm frankly kind of shocked that there's only one biography of Cinda Berenson. It is called Cinda Berenson, The Unlikely Founder of Women's Basketball. It's by a man named Ralph Melnick. And it comes out in 2007 by the University of Massachusetts Press. And it's a nice little biography of her entire life.
Well, there you have it for Cinda Berenson Abbott. Frances, thank you so much for sharing her story with us.
Well, thank you.
To learn more about her story and other projects by Chick History, you can visit the website, chickhistory.com. And please join us every week for another story of an inspirational woman in history.
I'm here to tell a story, something precious and fine, about a woman who made a difference with her life. She might not be known, but to only a few. Her story remembered here is gonna change that view. Her history cannot be left behind. She shall not be forgotten. Her story not forgotten.